parliamentary hearings to assess the suitability of candidates for the new European Commission are underway in Brussels, with the spotlight now on Stefan Fiele, the Czech Commissioner Designate for Enlargement and Neighborhood Policy. Mr. Fiele, an experienced career diplomat, is generally seen as highly suitable for the post, but some members of the European Parliament have questioned his communist past. Daniela Lazarova has more.
In view of his portfolio nomination, Stefan Fiele could not hope for better credentials. In the course of his career, he served at the Czech mission to the United Nations. He was the country's ambassador to NATO, deputy foreign minister, Czech ambassador to Britain and Lithuania, and most recently minister for European affairs. He is, moreover, regarded as strongly pro-European and as a man who helped negotiate and finalize the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty in the Czech Republic and Ireland. All these qualities would appear to make him eminently suitable for the post of Enlargement Commissioner. However, much like the EU Foreign Minister Catherine Ashton, there are questions that he will have to answer about his past. For one, his studies at the prominent MGIMO Diplomatic Institute in Moscow, known for its tight links with a former KGB, and his membership in the Czechoslovak Communist Party, a prerequisite back then for a career in diplomacy in the Eastern Bloc. Mr. Fiele says that while membership in the Communist Party is not something he can be proud of, it was an inevitable part of the reality he lived in. There was no other place to study top-level diplomacy other than Russia, and one could not do so without party membership. Speaking ahead of Tuesday's hearing, British Conservative MEP Charles Tannock said Stefan Fiele's professional qualities and attitude had won his support.
I think he's a very well-qualified candidate. He's been ambassador of my country, United Kingdom, ambassador to NATO, Europe minister. He's very different from the experience that he's got compared to Baroness Ashton. The other big thing about Mr. Fiele, which I also recognise and appreciate, is that he has publicly repudiated and said he's sorry for his membership of the Communist Party, and also the fact that he's been accused of being schooled at the KGB's Moscow School for International Relations. And so his past, he says he got it wrong in many respects, and now he's moving forward. So I have a lot of respect for Mr. Fiele. I don't expect he'll have any problems. He's clearly an extremely brilliant diplomat. And in technical terms, how are we going to fault the man? You know, I mean, I'm going to be asking him some questions, of course, technical questions about the neighbourhood policy, about enlargement. I'm the rapporteur for Montenegro, a country which is of interest to me. But I don't expect he'll have too many problems to pass and achieve a good result before the committee.
If he is appointed to the post, Stefan Fiele will not be the first or last commissioner with a problematic past. Estonian Commissioner Siim Kallas was a member of the Soviet Communist Party, and the former Polish Commissioner Danuta Hübner was a member of the Communist United Workers' Party in Poland. German MEP for the Greens, Rebecca Harms, says she doesn't perceive Stefan Fiele's past as a threat.
I have a lot of colleagues in this parliament who suffer or could suffer from the same problems. And I'm open, and I, as far as I can judge on it now, this will not go into the direction that he will sell out European interests to Moscow.
If Stefan Fiele gets the job, he will have to hit the ground running. He will find himself dealing with the most crucial period of the Cyprus peace talks, as well as the sensitive issue of Turkish membership. Overall, his portfolio will include a total of 23 countries, including 6 former Soviet states who want to develop closer ties with the EU via its Eastern Partnership Programme.
Thanks, Daniela.